decades. Our relationship with workplace technology has been, in a word, complicated. The pandemic only made it more so. The stats are astonishing. 2 in 3 employers can't find qualified candidates to fill their open IT positions. By 2024, the deficit of software developers in the US alone will hit, get this, 500,000. Supply and demand for techies are wildly out of whack, and most alarmingly, there's no end in sight. The effects of this labor market imbalance are profound and difficult to overstate. Nearly 3 in 4 tech leaders can't focus on their strategic priorities. Countless other firms, departments, teams, and leaders routinely struggle because IT can't deliver the tools they so desperately need. Adding salt to the wound, business units now need new applications to address the logistical challenges posed by pervasive remote and hybrid work. Organizations are at a crossroads. They need to solve these thorny tech problems now. But how? In Low-Code, No-Code, Citizen Developers and the Surprising Future of Business Applications, I square this circle. My 13th book deftly illustrates how, thanks to powerful new tools and a new breed of employees, organizations are finally fulfilling critical business needs and reducing their reliance on pricey software developers. Low-Code, No-Code is an invaluable treasure trove of insightful analysis, synthesis, examples, and advice. At the risk of being immodest, it has arrived at the perfect time.